If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
At the end of the show yesterday, we were talking about Taylor Swift, and a text message came in, and she said, "I love Taylor. My 23-year-old and I are Swifties. We paid a grand each to see the Eras Tour. Immediately bought two $85 hoodies that came out today at 2 o'clock. This came in yesterday. Love TikTok or Swift Talk to keep me in on all the news and info. She's just the best and so fun to be a part of her fandom." She has 562 million followers on TikTok. Half a billion. And she's on it. And obviously, she's a creator. But you need to be on it as well if you read Howard Tolman's article today. We always do a segment called Minding Chicago's Business. It's sponsored by CareerVision.org. My friend Howard Tolman is with us. And Howard, you're all about TikTok in this article on Inc.com.
I certainly love TikTok. I have to tell you, though, about Taylor, that I knew my daughters were actually my kids because they both bought early tickets for the concert, scalped them later on, and made so much on the scalping that the tickets that they kept to go see the concert with my granddaughters were like free. So
everybody
the craziness,
does that.
I know the craziness is continuing, and the movie, honestly, the movie is doing great too. I mean, the movie, people, you know, it's 3 hours plus, but the biggest issue is it's turning into, and only you and I will know this reference, but it's turning into sort of a Rocky Horror show, in the sense that if you were a grown up and you actually went there to see the movie, you'd be a little disappointed because The kids go crazy. The front 20 rows are all standing up and singing along or dancing or doing, you know, crazy things. So it's an experience. It's not necessarily the best place to watch the movie.
Right. And you know, she got her start on MySpace. So she has utilized every aspect of her online persona to actually create the fandom that she has. And in your article on Inc.com, you're pretty much saying that businesses need to be doing the same thing.
Well, 5 million businesses already doing it. And, you know, the truth is that it's the best and most painless way to explain to your customers and to your prospects just what's going on. You know, when it started and it was a minute, that was a little bit crazy, but now it's up to 10 minutes, and I've seen tutorials, I've seen lessons, I've seen testimonials. The food stuff on TikTok has gone insane because you can see professional chefs cooking anything you're interested in. The musicians and the music lessons have been really very, very powerful. It's something that on average people, you know, I mean, hundreds of millions of people are not only getting their news from it every day, which leads you to wonder about News Nation and all these other places. I don't know whether Robert's on it or not, but I'll tell you that it's become, for a certain couple of generations, the equivalent to what used to be the reason you'd go to Twitter, which was it was like 5 to 10 hours ahead of the major, you know, grown-up mainstream media news sites. But now it's all about TikTok, and anybody who's not on it using it as a channel is just going to be left behind. In fact, to tell you just how establishment it's become, you know, they are now the lead sponsor of the Met Gala, if you can believe that. I mean, here's a group of like 5-year-olds, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody and their dog wants to participate with them. And so they're the 2024 lead sponsor of the Met Gala, which has to be the snootiest, fanciest thing in all of New York.
Hey, you know, what's the talk, though? Everybody on Capitol Hill wants to shut it down, and you actually use the term Chinese boogeyman in your article. There's no stopping this, is there?
No, you know, this is like punching a balloon. You know, if you push in on one side, it doesn't blow up. It just expands in the other direction. I mean, it's past the point. I mean, government agencies have said their people can't use it on their government issue phones, that's fine. And maybe that's where it'll happen. In other words, maybe businesses of a certain kind will say, we don't want it on the phones that we pay for or that are connected to our network. But in terms of people going home and using it as a source of news, entertainment, information, that boat has sailed. And the only question is, you know, who's going to be left behind? And frankly, you know, look, we've heard this whole thing about banning in so many different ways. I mean, you know, it's come back pretty aggressively in terms of saying the kids shouldn't have cell phones in schools. And I don't know where that's going to end up, because honestly, I think that it's become such a powerful tool for research and for information that I don't see how any teacher is going to say, oh, by the way, nobody can use their phones. You can't bring them into school. I don't see that happening. But it's another one of these movements where they're trying to hold up progress. And that's just never going to happen. You know, what you have to do in this world is you have to, you know, outwork or outshine or, you know, out-impress the world in order to get your story across. You can't do it by trying to put up roadblocks, because it just doesn't work. People just go right around you.
Howard, do you have a TikTok account?
Of course I have a TikTok account.
But do you make TikToks?
No, I don't make TikToks, but I have been thinking that, you know, because I write this weekly column, I've been thinking about doing like a 2-minute version of it, which would be a quick summary, and pushing that out for exactly the reason that it's another channel and it's a good way of introducing people to yourself. The problem is, you know, video is 100 times more challenging than print. And so the people who do it well, you know, come to it naturally. And a lot, and by the way, make no mistake that a great deal of the stuff on there is goofy, you know, as I said, bungee jumps and crazy challenges and things. But I think what'll happen, and this is the scariest part of all of the article, Lisa, is that they're now planning, and News Nation again, and particularly Nexstar should be interested in this, they're planning evening programming. I mean, they're planning essentially appointment TikTok in the evenings now. And I have to tell you that I think that if the choice was, you know, a half an hour show of TikTok, you know, who have people followed by 50 million people, or watching the late night, you know, shows, which are just a rehash of whatever happened during the day. I think TikTok is going to be a serious challenger to late night TV.
Thank you so much for joining us, Howard. I encourage everybody to read the article. It's on Inc.com. Have a good day.
Thanks. Talk to you soon, Lise.
The news is next with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.